651, I want to get now to the legal issues. Could President Trump actually end up facing a criminal charge over this thing? He was asked about the Comey case today. Specifically, here's the interaction.
Did you at any time urge former FBI Director James Comey in any way, shape, or form to close or to back down the investigation into Michael Flynn? And also, as you look back...
No. Next question.
Next question.
Byron Henry now with us, attorney legal expert Byron Henry at solidcounsel.com. Byron, great to have you on WILS.
I'm glad to be with you.
Yeah, that sounded like he was in court almost, you know, this kind of direct question. Would you advise him to even answer a question like that at this point?
Well, I mean, he is the president of the United States. He has a country to run, so he can't answer no questions whatsoever. And because he doesn't seem to be dodging any questions on it, it seems pretty unequivocal that he says no. So, I mean, obviously, as an attorney, you never want your client speaking at all. But the problem is usually if a client's charged with a crime, his first and foremost issue is getting convicted or exonerated from that crime. Right. With President Trump, he actually has a country to run and a government to run, so he can't simply just clam up and not say anything to anyone. So it's a tough call.
What Democrats are saying is that they're saying his interactions with James Comey could lead to an obstruction of justice case. How likely is that in your view?
Very unlikely. It's a stretch, along with a lot of the reports you're hearing from the left about impeachment. If you remember, there's not even any crimes alleged with respect to Russian, quote, collusion, unquote. It's simply people want to get to the bottom of whether or not Russia had a hand in interfering with an internal presidential election.
Let me ask you this, Byron, because the issue is what he told James Comey allegedly.
Sure.
Over at Mike Flynn, he said he told James Comey while he was FBI director, quote, "I hope you can let this go." What does that amount to, that kind of a statement?
Well, obstruction of justice, first and foremost, would require you would have to have, first of all, a quid pro quo under the law, where Comey would have to understand that if he doesn't let it go, he would be fired. And even then, in order to qualify as federal obstruction of justice, it would have somehow to narrow or somehow obstruct the flow of information about the investigation. Okay. So generally it's used for witnesses and whatnot, where you're actually telling witnesses or threatening witnesses not to talk to the FBI because it keeps the FBI from getting information about this is the person running the investigation. So I think obstruction in this kind of case would be very, very far-fetched. It's not impossible. I mean, prosecutors can stretch elements and charges, but I just don't see, based on what we know today, any basis for saying that he could be charged with obstruction of justice. Politically, it's a bad idea. There's this unwritten rule, even though the president runs the FBI, technically he's the head of the executive branch, there's an unwritten rule since Watergate that presidents should not actively interfere with ongoing FBI investigations. And that could have consequences both on Capitol Hill with Congress and in politics, but unlikely to result in a crime.
And I should know Byron Henry with us, attorney Byron Henry on WILS. What we're hearing about is this Comey memo. He apparently wrote a memo right after he talked to the president. Legally, how significant is that when someone does something like that?
It's significant in that if you have a document, I mean, certainly it's not necessary that it's accurate, but certainly when someone contemporaneously documents a conversation, it's usually as a method to cover themselves in case something comes up in the future. In other words, he's taking notes so that if he ever needs to recall the exact contents of that conversation, he has notes to refresh his recollection, and those obviously are going to carry more weight than simply someone's memory because someone took contemporaneous notes. So it could be to protect himself. It could be to protect the office. You don't know why he took the notes. What's interesting is that I've heard a lot of calls for if he's that much of a note taker, as is told with respect to all of his investigations and conversations, then a lot of people from the Republican Party are saying, we want to see all the notes from all your interrogations and conversations with respect to the Hillary Clinton email scandal, if you take notes on all your conversations. So that would be interesting as well.
Yeah. The special counsel is looking into this. How? Well, first of all, what kind of a position should the president be taking legally as this goes on? Should he be cooperating? Should he be fighting it all the way through? How would you approach it?
I think if he listens to his advisors, and he seems to be doing at least a decent job of that today, he's going to take a two-pronged approach. One, denying that his campaign had anything to do with Russian interference, and two, cooperating with the investigation, allowing people to testify to the extent that's possible. There is some executive privilege issues that might come up, but if I were the president, I would basically be saying, everyone talk to former Director Mueller as soon as possible, get everything out on the table. Remember, this investigation has been going since last July.
Yeah, but why would you do that? I mean, if you're potentially vulnerable to some serious charges, why would you be so cooperative?
Because he doesn't think he is vulnerable. He adamantly says there's no, and in fact, every report we've received from the left and the right, from Democrats that have seen the information, say that there's no evidence of collusion or any type of criminal activity.
Yeah, so, but he may not know exactly who may or may not have colluded within the campaign. Is that something?
That's true, and that could surprise him if he finds out that someone like Mike Flynn or someone, I'm not trying to throw Mike Flynn under the bus, but if Mike Flynn, for instance, or Manafort had their own separate deal with the Russians and they were, in fact, causing trouble, that's a political fallout. But obviously President Trump can't be charged. You know, legally he's not exposed if someone has a side deal they're working on the campaign that he had no knowledge about. So from a criminal standpoint, I don't think that's an issue. Politically, I think he's best to get this investigation over with, or it's going to continue to dog his administration.
Yeah, your gut sense from what you've seen so far, you think there'll be any kind of criminal conclusion to this thing?
I don't see right now even the allegations of criminal activity, let alone any proof or evidence, and I think that's mirrored by a lot of the stories. But, you know, Mueller is a thorough, nonpartisan, fair guy who's going to look into this and make sure there's nothing there. And if nothing else, we're going to get a report on the Russian attempts or successes in influencing our election, regardless of whether or not Trump campaign people or Trump had anything to do with it. Remember, the focus of this investigation is to see just what Russia is doing with respect to elections. Who are they hacking? How are they releasing the information? Remember, we're not even sure, based on the Seth Rich information, that Russia is even responsible for all of the hacks of the DNC and whatnot, that there's other players that may have been responsible. But we're going to find out if Russia is tampering with our elections one way or the other, and that's what this investigation was designed to uncover. Yeah. The Trump stuff, President Trump's campaign officials and visits to Moscow and whatnot, that's kind of a sideshow that is linked. But remember, this is not a President Trump-Russia probe. This is a Russia interference in the 2016 election probe.
Right. He can go anywhere. Mueller can start digging up whatever he wants. I'm just wondering, how dangerous is that? Because when you've got a special counsel that can kind of divert us, you might start looking into President Trump's finances and start digging around in there. How much of an issue could this really be if he was your client?
Well, I mean, if Mueller is going to go beyond what I consider the reasonable scope, and it's basically the Russia interference, you know, and Trump campaign officials and anything that leads them to, I suspect he's going to take that charge as not being a charge to investigate the Trump administration and every official in the administration. But I did hear something that Mr. Sachs said, and that is that this is an open-ended investigation about Russia and the election. And in order to do a complete investigation, you may need to see everything Russia got from the DNC and from the Hillary Clinton campaign. We may not have all that information. Right. So the information that comes out of that part of the investigation may not be so good for former Secretary of State Clinton or the Democratic Party. I mean, this is a nonpartisan, let's see where the chips fall in this thing. And so I think that it is wrongheaded for those on the left to say this is going to bring President Trump down. I think it's more likely to show a lot of chinks in the armor of our election system and a lot that was going on behind the scenes, including at the Democratic Party.
And it may take years, too. Byron Henry, Attorney Byron Henry, solidcounsel.com. Byron, great to have you on WILS. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Yep, we're back tomorrow, 6 p.m. Good night.